From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Heavy casualties in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed nearly 400 people, nearly a third of them civilians, since the campaign began 3 weeks ago. Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. have signed a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Pentagon officials have stressed that this is not an agreement on how the two countries should operate in Syria. They are aimed merely at preventing U.S. and Russian aircraft from colliding over Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for calm during a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban called on Palestinian leaders to use the energy of their people in a peaceful way and for young Palestinians to demand those leaders, as well as ones from Israel and the UN, make progress on a political solution. Meanwhile, Israeli security forces on Tuesday arrested Hassan Youssef, a leader of the militant group Hamas, in the West Bank. Top U.S. and Iraqi military officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad after more than a year of fighting the Islamic State group. An Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Baiji, but a U.S. military spokesman said 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control of the town and driving pockets of enemy fighters from the area. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency reports at least six people were hospitalized with gunshot wounds. This is VOA News. Justin Trudeau will become Canada's next prime minister after leading his Liberal Party to a commanding victory in Tuesday's parliamentary elections. Results provided by Canada's Election Commission show the Liberals winning 184 seats in the 338-seat parliament compared to the 99 seats won by outgoing Prime Minister Stephen Harper's Conservative Party. The left-leaning New Democratic Party, which was once considered the front-runner, finished distant third with 44 seats. A cyclone that left much of the northern Philippines inundated was downgraded to a tropical storm, but some areas in Tropical Storm Kopu's wake suffered heavy damage. Simone Orendine reports.
The Civil Defense Office says at least 100 national roads and bridges have been affected by landslides and flooding. The storm, now with a 650-kilometer cloud span, dumped half a month's worth of rain in a 24-hour period in many provinces. Kopu's winds downed power lines, uprooted trees, and blew roofs off lightweight houses, churches, and at least one hospital. Simone Orendine, Manila.
Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed Britain's parliament Tuesday. The speech was part of his current visit to Britain. The British government is touting the tour as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment. Human rights advocates are raising questions about China's human rights record. Earlier in the day, Mr. Xi was greeted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace during a lavish welcoming ceremony. More than 100 Vietnamese activists have written an open letter to the government urging Vietnamese authorities to rescind a reported plan to welcome Chinese President Xi Jinping to Hanoi. A leading social activist said China's aggressiveness in the South China Sea led him to sign the letter. The two governments have not announced the exact date of President Xi's visit, but have confirmed that he has accepted an invitation from Vietnamese leaders. Nearly 400 mostly elderly South Koreans arrived in North Korea Tuesday for long-awaited reunions with relatives. They had been separated from one another since the Korean War. A fleet of cars and buses crossed the heavily fortified border on their way to the North Korean resort of Mount Kumgang, where the reunions will take place. South Africa's superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius got an early release from prison Monday night, bringing his time behind bars to just over a year. His family made clear that Pistorius is simply going from one prison to another. He is required to spend the remainder of his five-year sentence under house arrest. Pistorius was convicted of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.